One of the newest prosperity preachers to hit the big time is the well-tattooed biker Todd Bentley. His website, as the leader of the quote-unquote Lakeland Revival, claims that God has released an increase of the healing anointing into Todd's life to the point where the blind see, the deaf hear, and gross dissolve as Jesus still heals every sickness and disease. Well, Bentley says 2 months after being saved, the heavens opened like a bright flash and a white dove materialized out of thin air and flew across the lake to a nearby tree. Although it was a single dove, it sounded like the flapping wings of 10,000 doves. The noise filled the sky and rumbled in my spirit, he says. The sound of ripping, rushing, the mighty wind filled my ears. As a result, he continues, I'd received not only tongues, but also an imbuement of power from on high for miracles and for signs and for wonders. Well, the power residing in Todd Bentley is so potent that when people visited me at my home, he said, they'd get zapped by an invisible electric force field in whatever room I was in, and then they'd bounce back. One day, as he was merely walking into his kitchen, a visiting friend cried out, your face is glowing. I guess he was kind of like Moses on the Mount. Well, predictively, his friend suddenly went down under the power. Well, like his friend, Bentley does what is called marinating and pickling in the Holy Spirit. And that has led to some amazing encounters with the netherworld. Not only did the Tree of Life once appear in his living room, but Bentley says angels also started to appear during my quote-unquote soaking times. They'd come into my bedroom as pillars of shimmering light moving to and fro. Once he had a 20-foot-tall angel in his apartment. And on another occasion, the presence of an angel knocked him out of his body. And he had to wonder, how am I going to get back into my body? And then he later discovered that he had his own angel. God himself said, this is your angel, the angel from John 5. Everywhere you go, the angel goes. I want you to be part of taking healing, revival to the nations. I don't want you to be just having this gift of healing. I want you to be part of what has been prophesied and breaking through and seeing the fulfillment of the ultimate healing revival. And Bentley now says that even warlocks approach him in different services and describe his angel. And people say, Todd, there's an angel that follows you, and I believe it's the angel and anointing that was with William Branham. I think that's pretty hilarious on the one hand. Well, it's sad, I suppose, because unfortunately, William Branham was a false teacher, and Todd Bentley claims that the anointing and the mantle and the angel of William Branham are now his. Incredible. This in full view of the fact that William Branham denied the Trinity, fancied himself as the end-time angel to the church of Laodicea, and prophesied that by 1977, mind you, all denominations would be consumed by the World Council of Churches under the control of the Roman Catholics, the rapture would take place, and the world would be destroyed. So supposedly, this is all done now. But mystically, he has the angel, the mantle, and the anointing of William Branham. And of course, he also claims the anointing of many other counterfeit revivals. Sheehan, for example, said, I must decrease so that you can increase. Listen to this.
Todd, I'm just so humbled because of what you went through, all of us have gone through. When I think of John Arnott being rejected by his brothers in 1995, I remember I was kicked out of two movements, but it was all part of the preparation, the breaking for the anointing. And he's prepared you for such a time as this. There's a Branham anointing on you. It's a double portion of it. The Lord is raising you up. I feel like I want to just say that I must decrease, you must increase.
This is so sick, I can't believe it. It's hard to even listen to. In fact, I was watching a YouTube in which I saw Bentley kick a man in the gut with his knee in order to heal him of stage 4 colon cancer. When the man bent over in obvious pain from the assault from Todd Bentley, Bentley said, "I had to be obedient to the Lord, sir, but I believe that colon cancer is coming right out of your body now. Now you're probably feeling a little more pain." Of course he was. He just got kicked in the gut. Guy with cancer. And then Bentley says, "But we're dealing with cancer. Sometimes it's a spirit, and we're going to draw that out." Of course, like a host of faith teachers before him, Bentley claims all kinds of resurrections from the dead, and yet gives no details whatsoever. For Bentley, the devil is in the details, and he has none. You can hear him saying not only that angels appear to him, but Jesus Christ appears to him. He is an absolute false prophet, but unfortunately, the world is falling for his ruse. Again, if people want to know how to distinguish between counterfeit revival and genuine revival, what they need to do is they need to get my book, Counterfeit Revival. They'll discover that unfortunately today, people are looking for God in all the wrong places. And they're going to hear in Lakeland all kinds of things from people being resurrected from the dead. Not true, no details, no descriptions, to supposedly people being pickled and marinated in the Spirit, which is the new vibe. In fact, they're going to hear about vibrating in the Spirit now.
And I got that vibrating again. Lord, let everybody vibrate.
This guy is an absolute phony, unfortunately. People are falling for his ruse. First up, Brad in Shawnee, Oklahoma. Hi, Brad.
Hey, I was just listening on the phone, and I guess I don't really have a question now after listening to all that.
What was your question going to be?
I was wondering why you thought he was a phony, but I just heard pretty much why, so.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. You know, a lot of people, he's being touted in Charisma Magazine and in God TV and by all kinds of people that are counterfeit revivalists themselves. But he's doing some of the most outrageous things. I mean, he, for example, he took a lady's crippled legs and he started banging them up and down on the platform. And this is what he describes. He said that he was banging them like a baseball bat. And he says, "I started banging them up and down on the platform and she got healed." And then
wow.
He even kicked a woman in the face with his biker boot and he makes no apologies. Listen to this.
"I said, God, I've prayed for like 100 crippled people, not one." He said, "That's because I want you to grab that lady's crippled legs and bang them up and down on the platform like a baseball bat." I walked up and I grabbed her legs and I started going, "Be healed! Be healed!" I started banging them up and down on the platform. She got healed. And I'm thinking, God, why is not the power of God moving? He said, "Because you haven't kicked that woman in the face." And there's this older lady worshiping right in front of the platform. And the Holy Spirit spoke to me. The gift of faith came on me. He said, "Kick her in the face with your biker boot." I inched closer and I went like this. Bam! And just as my boot made contact with her nose, she fell under the power of God.
Ever wonder why the world looks at us and thinks we're nuts? It's people like this that drag Christ's name through the mud. And what he does is he marshals credibility for himself by talking about all kinds of encounters. Not only does he have his own angel, but in addition to that, he has conversations with the Almighty. He even says that he had a conversation with the Apostle Paul, that the Apostle Paul appeared to him to clear up a conundrum over which church fathers and theologians have wrestled for 2,000 years. The Apostle Paul apparently spoke to Bentley saying, "Abraham taught me in heaven, and that's how and why I wrote the book of Hebrews." And then he explains that the reason that theologians have struggled with the authorship of the book of Hebrews is that, as the Apostle Paul explained to him, Hebrews is some kind of a hybrid of the writing styles of both Abraham and Paul. That's why people have struggled, and they have. But Paul appears to Bentley and explains this. And if you believe Bentley, he has had encounters with God, with angels, and with apostles that no one in the history of the Christian church has ever had.
Right, right. Yeah, that's, yeah.
And people are falling from it. I mean, I couldn't believe reading Stephen Strang's article, where he was gullible enough to say, "I really hope this is a fresh move of God." In other words, people are so benighted today that they can't see or distinguish truth from error. And they have no historical context on revival. It's a travesty because people are being hurt. And now I'm not just saying spiritually. When he's attacking people, I watched him kick a guy in the stomach who had fourth stage cancer. I mean, this is an outrage. And then I read in the paper a Baptist minister in my own town who didn't want to make anything controversial in terms of a statement. In other words, he didn't want to warn the sheep that there's a wolf in the sheep pen.
Wow.
It's a sad day for Christianity. Well, Brad, thanks for your call.
Thanks, Hank. I appreciate it, man.
You got it, my friend.